Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We are going to the airport. Russ Stark is joining us to talk about some changes that are happening at the airport, and they all kind of begin today. Hey, Russ, thanks so much for being on with us once again here on WBEN. Runway construction, we've talked about it at the airport a couple of times within the past year, but there's a major project that begins today. What can you tell us about it?
Good morning. I thought I was ordering breakfast this morning. My goodness. So how's everybody doing today?
We're doing great, Russ.
So yes, construction, actually, this phase of the project began last night. We waited for an aircraft to land. We held off construction, and then that aircraft landed, and we began in earnest on the milling of runway 5, because we completed the 2-3 end last year, as you recall. But what I'd really like to discuss is the work that went into this project to make it happen. You know, it just doesn't happen overnight that the construction begins and we just move the equipment out there. There's a lot of coordination that occurs, not only here on the airport, but external to the airport with our NFTA leadership, our government affairs people, our public relations folks. You're familiar with Helen Tedros and her group, and air traffic control. I mean, all of this coordination has to occur. We have meetings. We talk to air traffic control. We talk to our first responders, our firefighters, to determine access routes and egress routes because of the construction. And everybody's informed of what's going on. But yes, last night, after that aircraft landed, we pulled out the X's, closed that runway. They're out there milling. Leading up to this work, there's never really good news when you talk about runway construction, because there's no good time to do runway construction because it affects so many people. But I just wanted you and our public to know that we actually had scheduled closures, evening closures, for the entire month of June. But our contractor was able to take a look at the schedule and bring a plan to us where we had no closures at all in the month of June. So they gave all of those days back to us to the airline. So I thought that was quite an accomplishment there. They were able to continue the work without the closures.
That is a big deal.
Yeah. And yep. Then they came back and said, hey, we can design some days out for July as well. So they gave us back 23 of 31 days that were scheduled to be closed, evening closures, in the month of July, which I thought was fantastic, because that helps us out not only on the airport with our airlines, but it helps out the residents, especially in Snyder and Williamsville and Amherst, and then, of course, down to our southeast, Depew and Lancaster, it helps them out so you don't have the shift in traffic until then. So that's what we have going on out here. So I'm going to stop talking and let you ask some questions.
All right. Well, I was under the assumption that starting today, that the main runway will be closed for a couple of months, and you're going to be using the secondary runway. Is that still on?
That is still on. Actually, that runway closed last night. As I mentioned, after that aircraft landed around 11 p.m., we closed that runway. As a matter of fact, when I was driving in this morning, aircraft was landing on 3-2. So that is in effect. Our main runway is closed. Our secondary runway, runway 1432, is open.
Does that make a big difference for planes, you know, when you're coming or going and using one instead of the other? I mean, what's the biggest difference that you see day to day because of that?
Yeah, the biggest factor that we have is our LAX service. JetBlue has nonstop to LAX, and that really impacts them. They can't use that shorter runway for departures, so we actually lose that service whenever our main runway is closed. So that's why when we were going through this planning process that we said 60 days, that's all you have, and then we got to get the main runway back open. Because of that, we're losing that service for 60 days, and that impacts our customers and our community. So we're trying to get that service back as quickly as we can. Other than that, the other airlines, their aircraft, and then the general aviation traffic, they have no issues with 1432.
Okay, and this secondary runway, for neighbors, what does it mean? Different noises?
So, you know, everybody's used to aircraft landing here on the 523 runway, kind of over Harris Hill and in that area. Now we switch the traffic. And now we're most of our traffic is now departing to the northwest and approaching over the golf course. So that is going to impact the we understand that the noise levels are going to change. People aren't used to that much traffic. And we just ask for their patience. 60 days is not much to ask for that traffic to be switched, but it is needed. The runway really needs to be repaired, and it's all about safety, for our traveling public, safety for our GA aircraft. And once that's done, the runway will be good to go for another 20 years.
Well, hey, that's good news there. Got to ask you about a couple weeks ago now. It looks like all the problems have been resolved with the airlines and that crazy tech outage. But how did Buffalo react, respond, and, you know, how satisfied were you with the ability to keep things going as best you could amid this kind of unprecedented tech outage?
Was there an outage? No, I'm just kidding. So, it was. It impacted our traveling public, and it impacted the airlines here trying to get our passengers to their destinations. We had a few cancellations and some delays, but I feel that the airlines here handled it extremely well. The passengers, they understood once they found out what was going on. Overall, I think it was handled extremely well. Our folks here responded the best that they could with the information that we were receiving. As a matter of fact, I was at the gym when I saw the first reports of it, and I went, oh, my goodness, here we go. So I came right to the office. But I feel our airlines here handled it extremely well. The traveling public, I thank them for their patience during that outage, which was in no way the airlines or the airport's fault.
Right. It was really out of your hands.
Yep.
Has all the lost luggage been returned to people from that?
Well, we really haven't received, our staff has not received that many reports of lost luggage. We get the normal luggage delays from normal cancellations or reschedule. So I haven't heard of any lost luggage not being delivered.
Hey, pretty good, considering what the backup could have been. Well, Russ, thanks so much for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.